from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. In Odyssey Station.
There's a lot of strategy that hasn't played out to the public yet, and probably is not going to play out until the season. Right now, most teams are trying to get an evaluation on guys, so you're going to see a lot of man-on-man returns, like mano-a-mano, one-on-one, to get a good evaluation to see if a guy can block a guy in space and see if a guy can, you know, disengage off a block and go make a tackle. So it's going to be very vanilla, and there's a lot that hasn't played out to the public yet, but there's a very competitive and strategic play, I think, that's going to help the game for sure.
Bears special teams coordinator Richard Hightower. We should put him on a list. Ray, put Richard Hightower on the list.
He is on the list.
All right, good.
And Stud says John Hoke, too. He wants to hear from John Hoke.
All right.
We're putting them all on the list.
Sure.
Dan, who do you want on the list, Dan?
Shane Waldron.
Yeah, Shane Waldron.
All right.
What Shane he said. Waldron. Put him on the list.
Put him on the list. But yes, that was Richard Hightower talking about the kickoff rule, the things they saw in the preseason, and what they expect to see in the regular season. Last night, I hosted Football Night in Chicago for the last time, as the network will be ceasing football programming at the end of the week. So this is really sad.
A quick note, Brett Rippon has been cut. I imagine they will attempt to re-sign him to the practice squad.
It was very Castellanos of you.
Sorry.
Right? Dan Castellanos over here.
I don't know how bittersweet it is to have, and I don't even know what new programming is going to be in the new thing.
I'm curious on what that is, because they won't start. The Bear season will be a month old by the time the new network takes over. I think their focus right now is probably making sure you can get the Bulls and the Blackhawks on the air.
That's fine, but you cannot be a sports network of any repute in this city without football programming.
I agree. I think they need football programming, and I think that without a football after show, there is a vacuum. I've heard some things that might help out in that regard. But nothing concrete. So, yeah, it's going to be weird. Like, Haw's doing his last couple of football night in Chicago's this weekend, and that's it. Like, that's the end of football coverage at NBC Sports Chicago, which sucks. But my guy, Anthony DiRunda, who's an incredible producer, who I believe is going to the new place, but he said to me, he's like, what do you want to do for the last show? And I was like, I got to have Wani. Because Dave and I did all sorts of shows together, like in the last 7 years, even the Dave Wannstedt show. I was the host of the Dave Wannstedt show. And so we talked about a lot. Like, I played the Aaron Donald video for him, the Shady McCoy.
The race?
Yeah. Aaron, because he coached both of them.
Yep.
So he gave his thoughts on all of that. But then I was like, look, Dave, you made your bones as a special teams coordinator. What do you think now that you've seen 4 weeks of the new kickoff?
I don't think we're going to see the ball being returned much, to be honest with you. I think when it's for real, I think the average return was somewhere around the 30-yard line for the whole preseason. And you know what? All these coaches were saying, okay, we got young players in there. We want to see if anybody will block. We want to see if anybody will tackle. So let's return the kicks. When it's for real here next week, I would not be shocked if you see teams kicking the ball out of the end zone and say, you know what, go ahead, start the drive on the 30-yard line. That's fine. You know, the owners' meeting's coming up. Keep an eye on this Well, I think next week, Lawrence, the owners have a meeting someplace, NFL owners. Don't be surprised at that meeting if they don't say, we're moving up. If you kick it out of the end zone, we are going to move the ball, give the offense the ball at the 35. That would change things around a little bit from a defensive standpoint, you know, kicking the ball and trying to pin them down in there. So I'm not excited about it because I just think it's too easy to kick it out and give them the ball at the 30 and let's go play.
So Dave is now the second person that I've talked to that has said, you know, that kickoff rule, it's going to be tweaked.
He wouldn't be saying that if he didn't know something. He wouldn't just be sort of idly speculating. It's clear that there is a groundswell in the coaching community that is echoing that thought.
There's a lot of people that don't like it.
Yeah,
like, fine, we'll just do the thing where we kick it off. But the idea of penalizing that is kind of interesting. The idea of, oh, that's your approach? Fine. Offense gets it at 35.
Put it at the 40. How bad do you want it?
Make it like the kick out of bounds.
How bad do you want it? Put it, call that out of bounds.
It is technically out of bounds.
Say out of bounds is out of bounds.
So you kick it out of bounds, it's ball at the 40.
Or,
I mean, that's what they do if it's short of the 20. That's what happened in the last Bears game. The ball was short of the 20, so the 40-yard line.
Yeah.
So why not do the same thing on the other
side? Why half-ass it? Why make it 35 when 40 is perfectly reasonable? Or if you really want to have some fun, you bring out the arena nets.
Have it bounce off.
Uh-huh.
Get Rashid Davis out there.
Yeah. Like or I mean, if you put it through the uprights, there could be something going, or depending on, you just make it a more interesting play, but let it put some temporary net up for every kickoff and boing, off it comes and it's in play.
Boing.
Yeah. Like, there's all kinds of things you could do. But I would say just go to the 40. Either if in play or not in play. And over in play, inside the 20 or not.
Well, why don't we talk about one of Dave's former bosses?
Yeah, I've heard two people now. I heard Mike Florio coming in, dismissing pretty much anything the Cowboys do with this blanket assessment of Jerry Jones. And it was Sam Munson who told us this stuff yesterday, too, that you can't look at Jerry Jones' decision through a normal lens because people say, oh, he loves controversy. He loves attention. He's building the brand of this entertainment out there more so than anything else. That's what's important to him because it helps his overall Forbes franchise value. So I'm thinking about that. If that is really true, if you're a Cowboy fan, what are you rooting for? It's really hard to root for an entertainment brand.
Well, they signed CeeDee Lamb.
But what was fascinating was I read an analysis of this saying the fact that Jerry Jones drags out contract negotiations because he likes to be the center of attention and the drama, it's Trumpian in a way. And it like likes to have these warring factions and have everybody talking about it, and then will overpay at the top of the market because he waited up until the last moment where an intelligent football team
save some money by getting the deal done earlier,
and you avoid all of the conflict with the player. I mean, there's people involved here. Your relationship with the agent, your relationship with the player. Yeah, they can get every last dollar, but if you say, hey, we're making you this offer right now, and we can do this under the radar, just have it done, and then you can go to camp and not have to worry.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's really interesting, like the way that we view the Cowboys overall. They're good. Like we shouldn't look at the Cowboys as trash. They're not. But they're just kind of good enough to be tantalizing. Just good enough that people are like, well, maybe the Cowboys will get it done this year. Now, some of that has to do with, a lot of it has to do with what the players on the field are doing. You know, if you look at Dak's numbers in the game against Green Bay in the playoff, they're really good. And he wasn't the major problem in their getting blown out at home by Green Bay. But it's one of those things where it's like being in a club a little bit. And even though, was it delusional Cowboy fans? It's the Sean King line. Every year it's the same thing. Well, this will be the year that it happens for them and everything will come together. Jerry Jones is a really interesting figure in the history of the NFL. And I don't know if there's been anyone more instrumental over the last 40 years in the NFL than him. But it's a matter of, can you do both things at the same time? Can you up the valuation of your franchise while also trying to win? I would argue that Kansas City's doing a really good job of that. The winning part is important. Now, the market size thing is a big deal too. Like it being Dallas and Dallas having that branding that it's had for decades as America's team. Like, that's significant too.
When every couple of years they can do a documentary about their cheerleaders that does numbers.
Right. It shows you how interested people are in it. And with the news over the last 24 hours of who can invest in teams, like...
Yeah, that's another thing too about if they're opening up 10%, you talk about a gateway drug.
That's going to get
You talk about a gateway drug. If you're going to allow 10% of teams to be owned by private equity and these become just line item investment portfolio pieces, chunks of NFL teams. Okay, but once that number starts growing, and then you get activist investors, just like what's happening in the airline industry right now. Look what's going on with Southwest Airlines and activist investors who want to replace the entire board and entire executive suite. Private equity does not care about your history, doesn't care about your traditions,
your brand,
doesn't care about your employment.
Other than being able to sell it.
Oh, they care about the brand. But what private equity does is they fire all the human beings, retain the brand, squeeze every last dollar out of the brand, strip it down, and then sell it.
Sports Illustrated.
Newsweek, Chicago Tribune. I mean, you can pick out anything. And anything that private equity has touched and sucked the life out of.
And look, we're two guys that know. We are the face of bankruptcy.
We know bankruptcy. And also, before you text in and call me a hypocrite because of some, I don't know what any all these half the mutual funds are invested in. I don't know. There might be investments that
in prisons and whatnot
that are they're touching some of these awful things and are part of adjacent to some of these private equity concerns. I don't exactly know. So it's really inescapable for all of us. But for the NFL to say, sure, Alden Capital and Bain Capital, and you want to come on in and...
Oh, Batman, I've started a private equity fund.
I'm Batman!
You think Wayne Enterprises can deal with Bain Capital? You... merely experience the dark. I was born in it.
Cubs quiz for me, apparently, next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.